the trade unions are very close to the government. And we're talking about the public sector unions, which is by far the largest organized labor in Nicaragua. So it's health, education, the public sector, and also another union that we've worked with very closely, which is actually a union of people working in the so-called informal sector, which is something that's actually fairly unique to Nicaragua, because 70% of the population are actually in the informal sector. They've been very close to the government, and there are quite a lot of trade unionists in the National Assembly and in key positions of power within the government. The trade unions have been an integral part of this tripartite agreement with the government and the private sector. So, I mean, for example, things like the minimum wage are negotiated every year through that tripartite agreement, and with trade unionists in key positions of power, like the head of the National Assembly is a trade unionist. So the trade unions have actually exercised a considerable amount of power, I would say.